College textbook prices have increased at nearly four times the rate of inflation since 1994. The Wisconsin Public Interest Research Group is accusing publishers of artificially inflating the cost. A recent Wisberg study found publishers routinely issue new editions of books even when there's been no new educational content.
Unfortunately, that makes the old book obsolete and used copies of that old book hard to find.
Wisberg spokesperson Laura Dreyer says students are then forced to pay as much as 45% more for essentially the same text. She says publishers also take advantage of students by adding on unnecessary bells and whistles.
Bundling books with CD-ROMs and workbooks and other supplements that the faculty that we surveyed report that they rarely use.
In addition, she says textbook publishers are charging Americans more than they charge students overseas. Dreyer has definitely felt the pinch on her own pocketbook, having just graduated from college herself.
The average American student pays $900 per year on textbooks, and I would say that's right on the money for what I paid.
That amount, she adds, is nearly one-fifth the cost of tuition at a public four-year university. UW-Madison anthropology major Katie Ryle is one of the luckier ones.
Last semester was really nice. I only spent about $200. This semester it's like almost doubled, close to $400.
That's $200 Katie won't be able to put toward rent or groceries. For the sake of students everywhere, Wisberg hopes the Association of American Publishers will adopt its best practices. The bottom line, to keep production and pricing low without compromising education. Despite repeated calls for reform, the AAP has yet to comply. Catherine Brand, Wisconsin Public Radio.